Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
But you know what? If you don't have the surgical masks, if you don't have the ventilators, at a certain point, our doctors, our nurses, they can't do their job. And we have been pleading for weeks with the federal government to step in. We're now by far the epicenter of this crisis here in New York State. What does it take to get some attention? What does it take for our president? He's from New York, and he's betraying the city he comes from.
Governors are supposed to be doing a lot of this work, and they are doing a lot of this work. The federal government's not supposed to be out there buying vast amounts of items and then shipping. You know, we're not a shipping clerk. The governors are supposed to be, as with testing, the governors are supposed to be doing it.
Bill de Blasio, you heard him blast the press at the tail end of what he had to say about what's happening in New York. And then after that, of course, the president talking about the fact that they're not a shipping clerk. And then you have the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, telling all the residents in Cali to stay home because they're projecting 56% will be infected with coronavirus in 8 weeks. I wish I could spread the joy, but there's a lot of gloom that's going around. We will have some liftoff, trust me, later in the show. You know how I roll. I'm just that optimist with the glasses half full, but I am going to give you the brutal state of where we're at. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show, I've been on the air 15 years, and I've never seen anything like it. I was in New York City on a very popular station, The Fan, when, unfortunately, we were attacked, and I thought I had seen it all, but boy, oh boy, this is right there on par in a much different way. So what do you do when you get in these situations? When you're in a pandemic, we worry about, I have relatives in Florida. I've got an aunt who's by herself and in a good situation seemingly, but what happens when she's in trouble? How does she get help? We taught her how to use apps and how to use the phone, and I've done the same thing with a mother-in-law who's got COPD. So who better to have on right at the top than someone who can tell us there is something you can do, and that would be Jeff Zucker. He's the CEO and co-founder of AdVault, Inc., and creator of MyDirectives.com. Now, what is MyDirectives? It's, I'm told, and I did check this, so this is a actual fact. It is the world's leading digital platform with users in all 50 states and 30 countries, helping people, as they call it, live with confidence that their voices will be heard in a health emergency 24/7. That's the key with people sheltering in place 24/7. So, Jeff Zucker, thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure, Kate. Great to be with you.
So let's talk about it first. Tell me how it all works.
MyDirectives.com is the website. We started this company 13 years ago, Scott Brown and I, because we had family situations that didn't go well, and we knew there had to be a better way. There had to be a better way to get doctors to know something about the people they treat. And what we uncovered was if people took time to answer some questions, they could actually live a better life, not worrying they would have a health crisis and be treated by a stranger and all sorts of bad things happen to them. So the users just very simply go to MyDirectives.com and answer some questions. It could be as simple as one question. Kate, who would you want to speak for you if you had a crisis and you couldn't communicate? Who is that healthcare power of attorney for you? And then maybe you want a backup in case that person's in a car accident with you, or in this case, maybe has a virus too. And so who are the people you want to speak for you? And then what are the goals of care? What are the things that you want doctors and nurses to know about you so they could treat you better, hopefully get you healthy faster and get you discharged and get you out of that place and back to your life? And you can answer those questions at MyDirectives.com. People can do it completely for free. We store it in the cloud. And then our company, ADVOL, and the AD stands for Advanced Directive, ADVOL has figured out how to get it in to the electronic health record anywhere in the world at any time. So that way you can live with confidence that if you were taken in by an ambulance and you had an oxygen mask over your face and you were slightly in shock or under medication and you couldn't speak, that they could go into the cloud and find out something about you and then match your treatment goals with the treatment that they give you. That's the goal.
Wow, could be so brilliant. I'm thinking off the top of my head, for example, you know, Jeff, when people are allergic to something, they're allergic to penicillin, and you know, there's different questions they ask you, and of course, if you can't talk or you've been injured, that would be there. And the power of attorney thing, that speaks volumes to me, because I had a mother-in-law that looked like she wasn't going to make it. I was in New York and had a husband who had no power of attorney, and he was elsewhere, and that got really sticky for us really fast. And if we had had that in place, it would have been a much smoother process. And so you probably have heard from people that this has really helped them, right? After, you know, now that you've gone on and you've got My Directives humming along, so to speak, you know, after the research, the beta testing and all of that kind of stuff, and then support from the healthcare industry. What do you hear back from people who use it?
Well, I appreciate you asking. We've heard the most amazing stories, and I heard some of our elected leaders today, never to underestimate the ingenuity and the creativity of the American people to solve problems. And we have been blown away with the stories people tell us. We had a woman in Florida who filled out the answers, you know, answered some questions on our site. And then she realized she was feeling better psychologically, that if she lived by herself and if she had a crisis, the hospital would know something about her. But she realized there was something missing, and she figured out that she, because she lived by herself, she was worried that if she were in a crisis, there'd be no one to take care of her cat. So she took her smartphone, and she took a little video message, and she said, here's where my cat food is, here's where my cat likes to be, and now I feel better knowing that if someone sees my advanced care plan from mydirectives.com, they're going to know how to take care of my cat as well. And it was amazing. She never had a health emergency, but she actually lived a better life not worrying that something was going to happen to her cat. And that's what I mean by the American people rising to the occasion. And in this incredible virus crisis that we're having right now, the American people will rise to the occasion, and we will recover from this. Unfortunately, some people won't. But the fact is, every one of us today can pick up our phone, can go onto a computer, can ask a friend to help them. If you can't, go to MyDirectives.com. It's completely free. We have great support from hospitals, from the electronic health records companies, from the health insurance plans who pay us to help provide this service for free so they can help you get your voice heard in your care.
I love that. And so, Jeff, you said the magical word, free. Yeah, that's why people are backing it in the healthcare industry. So go to mydirectives.com, and then you don't have that uncertainty that has to hang out in the air. We already have enough uncertainty. Jeff Zucker, thank you so much, CEO and co-founder of AdVol, Inc., creator of mydirectives.com. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
So think about that. I love the story about the cat. I was thinking that something also, I mean, three things. I've given you two things that happened to me, but there was a third. When the dog, when Paul was in an accident, I wasn't there, and the dog was left alone. And luckily, eventually, we got a hold of somebody, but no one would have known that otherwise. We continue. More on the virus coming up on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Into dogs and how I was a late to the party dog owner because as a kid my brother was allergic, but I just love dogs and I love what dogs do for people. And to me, I think even it starts when I go to the pet store and I look and I see the puppies. So there is a place called Selmer's Petland. It's in Huntington, New York. Would you believe it's the oldest pet store in America? How cool is that? But what's really scary is in New York, the New York State lawmakers are talking about this passing a bill banning the sale of puppies. And so if that happens, Selmer's is saying that they're going to have to close their doors after 80 years of business. So in our virtual green room right now, I don't think she has any puppies with her, Jessica Selmer, owner of Selmer's Petland, is with us. Jessica, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so very much. I wanted to extend my sympathies for the loss of your Mahalo.
Yes, obviously
know how difficult that is, which is why we're having this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And you're, you know, it's not just you. You have the oldest store and so well-known and all that. But this bill we're talking about is going to force hundreds of other businesses that employ thousands of people to close their doors. So tell me about that. Tell me about what this has been like going through, you know, the machinations of knowing, oh my gosh, this could happen. We've been doing this forever. We're such a part of the community.
Right. It's been very difficult. Nobody really understands until it's, you know, affecting themselves how the political machine works. And it seems that this bill is a hot topic. And we're trying to fight it, and one of the issues that we have is that people should have the freedom of choice. And just like you said, your brother had allergies. There are specific reasons why people come to my business and certain clientele that I have for that reason. So being concerned with the business closing, you know, the proponents of this bill say that that wouldn't be the case, that, you know, the businesses wouldn't close. But obviously the business owners are the best people to ask that. And being that person and my peers, we don't sell supplies anymore. We are in competition with the Internet and with Chewy, and we don't have a supply feed anymore. We sell supplies basically when we sell a companion animal, you know, a pet, for somebody to come home and love. So it would 100% put us out of business, and that's a scary thought. We are following regulations, we are inspected, we have licenses, we pay taxes, we have employees, and they're willing to put us out of business just because there's a moral opposition to what we do, which is a frightening, you know, consideration. And it also doesn't just affect New York. This is something that is going state by state by state, and it's also an attack on consumers' freedoms of choice, and that affects the entire country.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you said it. There's one thing that really caught my attention. You're regulated. So we hear these horror stories about puppy mills, or somebody down the street thinks they know somebody and they have a dog and whatever. And it's different. I get it if somebody has a dog and they've had puppies and that kind of thing. But we know the horror stories that are out there. And I worry that that would also increase that. Would it? That's a possibility, right?
Well, that's exactly what our argument is. This is being presented as a rescue-only bill, and then it's being, you know, nicknamed a puppy mill ban. It's not a puppy mill ban. It's a pet store ban. It's 100% a pet store ban just by the nature of what we're calling it, a rescue-only bill. So if you're forcing people to rescue only, which is not going to happen, it's a wonderful thought. We support rescues fully. We've donated thousands of pounds of food to local rescues. We're for the freedom of either. And when you take away that choice, it's exactly what you said. You're going to force people that want puppies, because they do, and they're going to go to the worst of the worst. The definition of consumer protection is a brick-and-mortar store. We have to follow laws and regulations and have consumer protection in line. And when you take that away, people are going to go straight to the Internet and get scammed. They're going to go straight to the heart of the issue, which is, you know, a puppy mill, which, by the way, is not even defined. So when we're accused of buying from puppy mills, there's no definition of what that even is, besides the horrible, you know, visions in our minds. I think that it's clearly much less likely that a store that's inspected and has so much on the line to buy from a substandard breeder. And we also are forced by law to buy from USDA licensed breeders. So this seems to be an attack on the USDA. They're saying that their facilities are not up to par, which is frightening, because that's an attack on a federal agency, you know, a federal agency and what, how they're running things. So you're absolutely right. It would push people to the black market and to, you know, not have the options that they have now, which is being protected by buying from a store that buys from what we consider reputable breeders that are inspected and licensed.
Right, I was going to say that. We're speaking with Jessica Selmer, owner of Selmer's Petland, oldest pet store. I want to talk about something cool, though, too. Third generation owner of this store. What was it like growing up for you? It had to be fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been in and out of the store. When I was in college, I was, you know, working there on breaks, and it's always just been in my blood, and that's why every field trip was at the store. You know, people come in now and say, I came here with my grandparents. You know, I got my first goldfish from you. And when I was away at school a little bit, you know, further from where I live, the bouncer looked at my license, saw my last name, and it was about 2 hours away. And he said, no, not Selmer's Petland. And I said, yep. And he said, I got my first goldfish from you. So it was free drinks for that night.
Yeah, wow, how crazy. And you mentioned this. New York would be the third state in the nation to pass such a law, because you're saying they're going state by state, you know, that considering this. California, Maryland passed similar retail bans in the last year, that kind of thing. And what people are saying is, oh, the federal government's asleep at the wheel. But I agree with you. There wasn't. I think there's not enough digging into really what you would get, because in the pet stores, you said it. I mean, here's the key thing, people listening, is that you have regulation, so it's so much different than other ways that people would be able to find dogs and other animals, by the way, because, you know, we're saying it's the banning the sale of puppies, but then you got to think about what else is drawn to the store and what other effects it could have. So what do you do to fight this? Just get the word out, talk on shows like this one, etc.?
Well, this actually is what we are trying to do. There has been so much negative publicity that I really, you know, appreciate your time, and I really mean that. It's just been such a hot topic, you know, adopt, don't shop, and that's wonderful in theory, and that's a very heartfelt thought, but it eats at the freedom of choice. It shouldn't be one way or the other. It should be, we're pro-rescue and pro-purchasing. It's adopt or shop. It's the United States. And the way that we're fighting it is trying to reach out to, you know, legislators and explain this to them, because most of the time they're, you know, getting a bill and they're looking at it for, you know, however many seconds because they have so much to do, and they're seeing that it's, you know, protecting animals. I mean, I would sign it if I didn't know the background. So, knowing what it's really going to do and the negative consequences that it's going to have, then I certainly would hope they wouldn't sign it. So that's, you know, what we're trying to do as store owners is educate people and, you know, explain that there is a demand for puppies, and there should be. People should have the right to have that joy in their life. And, you know, the government shouldn't be regulating how you do that, you know, in which way you bring that into your, you know, into your life. And there will always be a demand for purebred dogs, a demand for puppies, and just like you said, for yourself, allergy issues in your family. There are people that are not equipped to rescue, and it wouldn't be fair to a rescue dog for them to have them. So it really is a very premature bill, and what we're trying to do is get the word out and explain that common sense dictates that the government having a moral opposition to the way you choose to bring love into your home is a very frightening concept.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, Jessica Selmer, thank you so much. And if I'm in Huntington, New York, I will stop by your store.
Please do. I would love to see you. We could show you the original porch steps and everything.
I love it. I love it. Jessica, thanks.
All right, mahalo to you.
I love it. Cool. Thanks, Jessica.
Bye-bye.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says the U.S. could see up to nearly a quarter million deaths from the coronavirus, even with rigid social distancing. The president said America is in for a great national trial.
This is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
Speaking at the White House during his National Coronavirus Task Force briefing, the president has now put behind him all the talk about reopening the country around Easter and his past comparisons to other flus. The president is now giving his medical experts credence when they say the virus deaths could be 100,000 to around 240,000. Dr. Deborah Burke says that range is based on the current social distancing policies staying in place.
There's no magic bullet. There's no magic vaccine or therapy. It's just behaviors.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To welcome to the show this edition of Author's Corner, Carl Anderson. He's written a book that I think will really resonate with so many of you that are listening to the show. It's called A Mother-Father Complex. As soon as I looked at the book, I can't tell you, so many images jumped up in my head, and I know that this is doing the same thing for you, because really that's where it all starts. Carl, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Kate.
So you have an accent, and I love your accent, so we got to tell people where you're from, and you talked to me off the air, and you're about, what, 2.5 hours outside of Copenhagen?
Yeah, Copenhagen is 2.5 hours from here, and Copenhagen is Denmark, for them who knows that, and myself is in Sweden, so it is just a bridge. It is just a bridge between almost here and Denmark.
Yeah, and I can visualize that, that's for sure. So tell us about the book. Tell us what the basis of the book is. Give us like what we would call, and you know this as a writer, a synopsis of the book.
Yeah, I can give you that. I have actually prepared some thoughts about this really before this talk. So you can say that the basics for this writing that I have done over many years now, and also for this book, is an emergency situation where I have been really mentally ill and sick. And this is, you can speak this in really economical terms, I think, like a ruin, a really a ruin with girlfriends, with friends, with family, with society in general also. So that's really the basic. And that brings me forth to explain things for people that I have kind of been misjudged by, maybe. I feel, I have felt, and really have, that I have the need to say things in a way that can explain for them what I think about, really, my life and relations that I've had. So that's, then you can say that you come to a point where to imagine the real becomes really important, to imagine the real. And that is something that I always have done in my books, to imagine the real. That's a concept that many times can bring illusions to people. And I think that to work with illusions within reality is something that you can really feel is maybe dangerous at a personal level. But when you do it in fiction, you can have a really freedom in that, to be able to imagine something that you know is there. That is something I really like to do, always when I write.
Wow, and I love that you painted the picture, the illusion to work within reality is really something. And so that's what readers would get a sense of in reading your book.
Yeah, I think that is at least an incentive for me to write those words I have written. That is to imagine the real, but also to work with the illusion that the real evoke when you think the real, because it does. That is really the point with Lacan. He says that always that you try really to see God in on the wall in front of you, but you can never see God there. He disappears you. He loses you. You can never see that. You can never see the Father at the wall. He is, because in Lacan's word, the Father is already dead. The sons killed him simply.
Yeah.
That is the kind of the vehicle into the realm of the illusion of the real.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought this was important. I wanted to tell people something else that you and I talked about. We share, I think, a love for Ireland, and Ireland has been kind of your muse, I think, because you went to Trinity and you wrote several books there. What is it about Ireland and writing? Because people visualize, ooh, when I write, where am I going to do it? Where do I sit? How do I do this? And I think that sort of has been your muse, am I right?
Yeah, you are absolutely right, Kate. That is my saving. Ireland is my saving. That gave me a push to believe in myself. Ireland gave me a push to believe in myself. It gave me an identity that I know I am, but that my country can't give me. They give me a thinker's identity, a kind of outside identity. That also is something that you can feel strength in when you get answer in that. When you really get answer in that and feel freedom in that, that is just strength. And then you can start to relax on things and be yourself, really. And Ireland is the country for that. That is really the country where you can be outside but still really feel free and inside with yourself. That is really this thinker's country that it is. This is a lovely place. And it's really, they lack many things in, you can say, in welfare and so on that we have here in Sweden that we are so famous for. But so many qualities in this Ireland that the rest of Europe don't have, I must say.
Yeah, I'm glad we brought that up. And so again, we're speaking with Carl Anderson, and his book is A Mother-Father Complex. For somebody listening to us right now, if they read your book, and we hope they do, they read your book, what do you hope that they take away from reading your book?
Yeah, personal feeling that belonging is not just yourself. You need to feel yourself in other people. That is really, I think that is an abstract way to say it. You need to feel yourself with other people. That is really important. And other people is something that you need to relate to. You need to not only relate to them. You need to really listen to them, and you need to take decisions by other people's presence. And that's something that is really important in a society, that is often listen to each other. And that is, I like to say that, because that is really important for me in this way of writing that I do, a mother for the complex is really not about me speaking mother and father or girlfriends. It's really them speaking me. That is the key. They speak me, and I think that is maybe the key leap I have done in knowledge because of these books that I've written. That is the thing. They speak me, not I speak them.
Right, that makes sense. And as you say, it's, you know, it really, in a way, it's what we're talking about is really the conversation, is being able to have that. It's the misunderstandings that happen. And I think being misjudged, you mentioned the word misjudge, and that's such a big word. And I think a lot of people that are hearing us feel misjudged. I think a lot of people feel that. And I think that makes them go inside themselves, and it makes it really, really tough. And then they grapple with some of the mental gymnastics that you talked about, do you think?
Yeah. We are in a time where mental gymnastics is maybe one of the most. Yeah. That's a good phrase. That's mental gymnastic. Yeah, that is the time.
You talked about we talked about Ireland and the books that you've written. When you write and you finish a book, how do you feel?
Yeah, that's strange. I don't feel so much. I feel a bit maybe lonely. I think I feel a bit. I've had a relation with this text and this work. And I really prepare myself in advance, long before I start to write. Not that I write down things. I have it in my head. I really process things in my head before I start to set the words on the screen. So that takes time for me. But then when I write, it's kind of an explosion. I write short books. It's just maybe 2-3,000 words, maybe, not so much more really. So that's an explosion that I just put things down. And then I feel me terribly lonely. Really. That's the point. I feel me so lonely. That's basic feeling. That takes some time. It takes some time to get over this work you have done, to kind of start anew and start your personal life really. Because this is so overwhelming to live in a kind of a text that you know will be a book. It is inundating yourself in a way that you really don't know so much more around you than just that. That's a process also that you should know that a book doesn't die because you have written it finished. That doesn't die. Many times you need to process the book you have written long after, because there are many things what you have written that you really haven't understood with yourself. Really, your individual self haven't understood really what you have done. That's a process. That's really an education. This process after you have written the book, to kind of process this work and really be honest with yourself that, okay, I am not finished with this. I haven't understood this really what I have done fully. And that takes time. That really takes time, and it needs really to be developed within yourself before you can say, okay, now I have agreed upon it. But it is really that. And that good literature and good art needs that opening when you do things. It can't be closed down as soon as you have done it. You need to have it open that I can't grip everything here. I don't know everything I have done. And it needs to be that way. Otherwise, I don't think it's good.
Wow. That is a perfect place to end this, because it's so true. It's a living, breathing thing, and that's what your book is. And your work, all of your work is that. So pick up Carl Anderson's book, A Mother-Father Complex. You can get it on Amazon. Carl, thank you so much for joining us on Author's Corner.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Day Hippo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hippo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hippo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tonight, Christine Cashin joins us. She's a Hall of Fame speaker, and she likes to call herself a hot mess mom. So can you imagine being a speaker and being grounded, somebody who's used to being on and off flights, running home, checking in, hanging out with the family? They love you just enough, and then you're out of the way. But now you're in the way, I would assume. So she's in our virtual green room. Hey, Christine, how are you?
Hi. Hang in there, Kate. How are you?
So you heard my description, and I think I probably nailed it for lots of different people, but all of a sudden now you've got all this time at home. What's that been like?
Oh, my gosh. You know, you think you're a hot mess before. Now we're all a hot mess in one place, and it's such a challenge. As any woman at home now knows, if you've got kids that are trying to online school, I've got two teenagers, so it might be different than people with little kids, but they think I'm their worst nightmare because every time they turn around, I'm standing in the doorway. What are you working on? What are you doing? They're calling me the COVID creeper.
Wow, because they can't get away from you because you're right there. You're kind of like you're like the teacher's monitor times 10 since you're trying to see what they're doing.
There is no alone time because I'm so afraid that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. When they're like, God, Holly, you can't be in every hour. What are you doing? What are you doing? They said this is, like, so annoying, and I get it. But, you know, you want to keep up on things, and you feel like you're not doing your part, so.
And what about the, you know, a lot of parents I know, and there are a lot of people talking about this, as you mentioned, it's different school ages, but the whole online thing is tough for people. And I know in your school district, we talked off the air, and I wanted everyone in America to hear this because I think this is so cool that your school district really stepped up because there's a lot of kids that don't have internet access and also meals, right?
Oh, yeah, our school district is amazing. We're here in Denton County in Texas, and they have taken big buses, and they've gone through the neighborhoods delivering lunches. They have drop-off of lunches. The principal, teachers, volunteers, has been amazing. And then this morning, what the teachers did at one of the local elementary schools is they did a teacher parade. All the teachers in their cars drove through the neighborhoods honking horns with signs on their car that said, "We miss you." People were coming out of their houses so the kids could wave to the teachers and the teachers could wave to the kids. I get goosebumps just talking about it. It was very, very special.
Yeah. And, you know, we go back, which is great that they're doing that. And then we go back to what are the new joys in life. So what are your new joys or new habits? Because you must have a few new ones since you're confined to your space.
Yeah, well, definitely the new joy is wearing yoga pants every day. You know, not having to wear heels or dress up or shower for that matter. Thank God for Zoom or else I don't think I'd get out of bed to be able to connect. But I think for a lot of us, one of the things that has really helped me, because you get so depressed, your business is evaporating and everyone's struggling. I'm like, all right, how can I connect with people? How can we make other people happy? So I did a virtual happy hour for my neighbors where they didn't even know how to Zoom. And so I taught everyone how to Zoom, and we got on a call together and raised a glass one night. And then on a sunny day here in Texas, we had a pop-up puppy party where everybody with the friendly dogs came out, and we all stood our distance, but the dogs got to play. We got to see them, and it felt really, really good.
I love it. So there you go. There's some ideas for some of you listening out there with your neighbors to have the happy hour. And again, the benefit, the yoga pants. Of course, the other thing is for everybody listening is for most women, almost every woman in America, in some way colors her hair. So I'm saying and thinking to myself, we're going to have very strange looks when we finally emerge. Isn't this not going to be men who are going to have long hair? It's going to be women who have different color hair. I'm thinking, what do you think?
I think there's going to be a sale on hats.
Yes.
I think cats are going to make a huge comeback. I'm already plotting what I'm going to wear when we actually are able to come out of the house again, for sure.
All right, so hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later. And stay safe, everybody. And Christine Cashin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Good luck, everybody. We got this.
All right, so I agree that there's no question it's such an adjustment for parents, for people working from home. It's really kind of changed things where it's interesting to see pictures or video that sometimes people are posting of a spouse, and one's got the computer up in one area and the other one has the computer in another area. Don't talk to me! And just what you have to do, the whole idea of Zoom, you know, she mentioned Zoom, and I'm a huge believer in Zoom and have always used it, and I kind of was ahead of the curve on the whole Zoom thing, but now that everybody else is jumping on it, that creates that internet traffic too, so some people are having trouble with that. I know there's people listening in Alabama, and just like the school district in Texas with their K-12 schools closed through at least April 5th, they were scrambling to figure out, how do we keep students learning? What can we do? We got to figure this out and prevent the summer slide right away. So we got to do whatever we can. Worksheets, online resources. But here's what the problem is. In like Decatur City Schools, you've got 9,000 students who are there, right? And they're trying to figure out, what can we do on these campuses? And we're going to do this online learning, but what if they don't have internet? I mean, not all these families have internet. So they had, what they did was they ordered additional hotspots, you know, those Wi-Fi that could be turned on for families without internet
connectivity to connect about 2,500 families, which is great. So that gave them a chance to do that. And then they did everything they could in spring break, preparing lessons and got Chromebooks distributed and all of that, and tried to ramp up the virtual learning, certainly for the teachers, so that they were able to do that. And I'm sure there's been some crazy wrinkles in all of it, but they feel like it's challenging, but they feel like, you know, they're starting to get easier after a couple of weeks of doing that. And they've used Google Meet, which is an online platform for students and teachers, so they can see each other face-to-face. And how about that? And before, they had never given the students the access to that, but they had the Chromebooks, and so that's really changed what's happening now for kids of all different ages going to school at home, doing the online learning thing. And then, like I said, working from home for some people is tough, because the whole idea of getting in the car, going to a place, putting on, you know, the work face, I call it, is different. You know, having that dedicated office space that you go to, whatever it is, even if it's a little corner of the world where you're in a cubicle, not having that is crazy for some people, to try to figure out, how can I get used to this? How can I socialize with people? What do I do? And how do I get FaceTime with the boss? And what can I do? And, I mean, first of all, number one thing is, you got to be positive, right? Because everybody's adjusting to this. And I'm a big believer, although often I fall down on the job in this, because I'm a speaker too, and I'm used to coming in and out, and I say this on the show, I'm either behind this microphone or another microphone on the stage, and that's created something different for me in not doing that. So I think coming up with a new morning routine where you sit down, you start at one time, or afternoon, whenever it is, and you just do it. You just do whatever it is you're going to do. And I think not wearing pajamas is probably good. I don't know. There's something about wearing pajamas and slippers that don't make you feel like you're working, or at least it doesn't make me feel like I'm in that frame of mind. And there have been some very funny things that have been posted on social media about that, about, you know, how odd it is, and are you slacking in other areas? Are you, you know, are you getting up and brushing your hair and brushing your teeth, for goodness sake? So it has been an adjustment for everyone, but we can get through this together. There's no question about that. We're better together. We're stronger together, and we're seeing some incredible things happen where people are reaching out to help other people. I've talked about that throughout the show and throughout so many others. Other shows that I've done since this has happened, and bravo to everybody who is stepping up and trying to combat that isolation, however it is, by reaching out to other people, by sewing face masks for health workers. That's happening in all kinds of places, by running and getting groceries for some of the older people in the neighborhood and leaving them on the porch and doing that for them, and running other little special errands when they cannot get out. All right, hang with us. We got a great storyteller coming up and a few other surprises as well. Meet you on the flip side. What condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life
can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.